Welcome
back
to our Christmas episode.
And we're just demonstrating. We're just showing these pillows right now because they actually deserve some airtime.
They do. Where did you get these from?
TK Maxx. But they're like fully like boucle candy.
Who's that woman?
Someone just came in. Someone wanted to peep us while we're filming. But yes, listen, guys. Welcome back. I'm not literally talking into the candy cane, but this is Mumversations.
I've run out. I don't know what episode it is.
Eight.
Is it eight?
Episode eight.
Fine.
Which I literally, we cannot believe this is episode eight. And we just want to say thank you to everyone that has so far just supported us, followed, subscribed, liked, looked at everything. Because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys.
Yeah. So, and for Victoria, who was our guest last time. She's amazing.
Yes.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's honestly life-changing.
It is life-changing. Because
sleep, not having any sleep is the worst thing in the world. So we've just taken on a few tips. And I know you have with Lila. So if you haven't watched it, go and watch it. Because it's so
yes, good. VDH Sleep, the pediatric, we call her the sleep guru. That was our last episode. 1.2K of you, by the way, watched it in like a week.
I know.
We couldn't believe it. So thank you to everyone. And if you haven't watched it, seriously, get on it. And the simplest thing to do is subscribe.
Yeah,
if please. You love it. Yeah, please. We love the subscribers.
The subscribers.
But we appreciate all of you. We are buzzing for this one because as you can see, we're in the Christmas spirit.
And this, the jammers, they're so comfy.
Sorry, I'm loving talking into this candy cane. And for anybody that wants to know where our unbelievable
pajamas.
Affordable, actually.
Very.
Pajamas are from Pretty Little Thing, guys.
They're so comfy.
And you know what? I can't explain it. They're not velvet and they're not fleecy, but they're just so soft, aren't they?
Nellie was in the kitchen this morning going like this on my leg and she went, "Mummy, pretty." I said, "Oh, Mummy's pajamas pretty." She said, yeah, pretty. And she was just doing this.
Oh.
I walked over to the fridge to get some milk out to make a cup of tea and she just
followed me.
It's so nice.
Pretty Little Thing, if you're watching this, you need to make baby edition.
I'm going
to
wear these all day.
Yeah. Not changing out of these. When we film the next episode, we'll probably catch us in these as well. We'll do double the episode back to back.
Yeah.
But by the way, to introduce you to this episode, this is the Mumversations Christmas.
Yep.
And we can't wait to bring you this episode. We are going to be talking all about things from the split on what they call
families,
parent-in-laws,
yep,
families, how you balance that, all the way through to the pressures of Christmas, Instagram versus reality, because that's, I think, a big one around Christmas time.
Huge one.
Yeah. Our recommendations on favourite toy brands, which, by the way, not sponsored or an ad at all, genuinely just like our favourite picks and things that maybe we were like a bit of a waste of money.
Yeah.
We've got a quick fire round question at the end, which should be really, really super fun. And there's quite a lot of bits in between, but we'll wait to get into it. So the first thing that we're going to talk about, Lils, is your favourite one, the split of parents at Christmas.
Sure.
I think when you even get into a relationship anyway, you always have that thing of like, oh, I've got a boyfriend now. Like, where do I go? Where do I go? Then you throw a child into the mix.
Yes.
And mine, like my situation is really hard because Lila is literally the first granddaughter on both sides and the first niece. So I almost feel like sometimes it's like, oh, everyone wants to see her at that time of year. And it's like, okay, but how do we make this fair?
Yeah.
And what then do you split it up with then?
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? It's easy to do the whole Christmas Day we'll see you, Boxing Day we'll see you, then turn it around.
Because it's on you, you kind of set up that tradition, whereas with me, Nellie's on my side of the family, she's the first grandchild niece, but on Scott's side of the family, she's the third grandchild, so they'd already set up their Christmas thing that suited them. So for me it's perfect because Scott's mum and dad celebrate Christmas on Boxing Day, so their Christmas Day is Boxing Day, so we've never really had to worry because Christmas Day with my family, Boxing Day we're with Dex.
She's married to my one now.
The reason why I said that is in the back of my head, I was thinking about what I was going to say next, which is Boxing Day afternoon. We spend with Deck and Soph.
Oh my God, I'm literally dying. That just shows you how easily confused.
How ancestral we are. But yeah, Boxing Day afternoon, we spend with Deck and Soph. And Maya and Rodney.
Yes, we do.
But this year we're not, because Soph is rudely going to Rome.
I am Rudy. Well, for anyone that doesn't know, my mum's half Italian.
Yeah.
So we just actually got offered by her family members to go and stay in their house because they're going to Kenya.
Yeah.
So cheap as anything, just pay for the flight and I'm in Rome.
So Rodney, Maya, Ava, Dec, Soph, Lila, Lily, Scott, Nelly will be having our Boxing Day early.
We will. We'll be having Boxing Day probably, maybe my birthday.
Yeah, I think so.
23rd, I'm unfortunately a Christmas baby as well. My mum will always say to me, that is your fault because you decided to come 2 weeks late.
Yeah.
So I chose my fate in that moment. But I think, yeah, I think when you become a mum, for me anyway, like with Christmas, it's like, for one, it really like shows you actually the intense planning that your mum would have gone through at that time, where it's like, okay, I've got this child and now I've got to figure out with my other half how all of this worked. For you, yours was already kind of decided.
Yeah, so we never really had to worry about it. And I think one thing that me and Soph were chatting about in the car is, I think it would make life so easy if everybody just did it all on the same day.
Yeah.
So what I mean by that is, my brother's girlfriend, so my sister-in-law, Laura, she's so lovely and her mum is so lovely. So we often do Christmas together. So last year, her mum came with us. She brought Nelly a present. Like, I just think it makes life so much easier when it's like that.
It does.
It was a bit far away.
You just helped with so much sass then. It was like, we're like that.
But it does. But then I totally understand that sometimes it doesn't work like that. And also, I think we're lucky enough to know that we're all in similar areas. Some people have family like in America. Why are you laughing? Swallow it, don't spill it over their white cushions.
I've just literally died. I'm sorry. At the way you were just literally like, come on.
Oh my God, you killed me.
All right. Reset.
Distance. Oh, like, God. When you don't have family that are that close. So for some people, they're traipsing up and down the country.
No, that is true. That is true. Because
like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, we're in Cambridge. Then Boxing Day to New Year, we're in Scotland. Like, that's, for some people, that is
normal.
Whereas and
for me, like, I'm in a situation, I agree with you, where I'm like, funny story. I met Declan in the gym, right? And obviously, because we're like 7.5 years apart, we're never going to have crossed paths when I was back in school, right? So then you become adults. And I was like, oh my God, you live around the corner from my mum and dad. Like, they literally live like a street away from each other, right? Yeah. And then sometimes I'm like, why do I still need to figure out Christmas Day and Boxing Day and who gets what? You literally live around the corner from each other.
Like,
I
can parents, literally. And ex-parents, they're so nice. Like, you could mix it.
Yeah. But I just feel like sometimes, I mean, listen, I'm not speaking for everyone. Like, if there's you guys out there that do this, I'd be intrigued, because I just think if your families do get on, and I know everyone doesn't get on, and like, not everyone's the same, and Christmas is sometimes like a very sacred time for people and that sort of thing. But I just think sometimes, why can't you all just mix?
Yeah.
When you've got children involved as well, like, they don't know the difference. Like, for them, they're like, this is my grandparents. They don't think, I have grandparents on this side and grandparents on this side, and I have to see my grandparents separately. But then I think if you make it like that, as they get older, they have this then disparity, like, oh, whose do you want to go to?
Yes.
Do you want to go to, my mum is Gigi, so Gigi and Papa, do you want to go to Stanley and Grandad's? I don't want it to be like that. But sometimes I feel like, obviously, like I said, not everyone gets on, and I get it. But I do think it's really hard, especially when you become a mum for the first time, because then there's also that thing of like, me and Declan, because obviously in the back of his mind, he's like, oh, you know, my mum and dad are on their own at Christmas now, because me and Michaela have both moved out. We're like, oh, we don't want them to be on their own. So we would normally stay on Christmas Eve and have like Christmas morning with them. But now sometimes I'm like, I want to start my own traditions. Like it's, I've got my family now, which is Declan and Lila.
Yeah.
So it's like, if for me, I get it and I wouldn't want anyone to be on their own, but then it's also learning to have those boundaries of being like, where do you draw the line then to be like, actually, we're, as much as it's hard for you, we're going to have Christmas morning on our own now, because yeah. it's so magical. Like when you have kids, I have never put my Christmas decorations up as early as I've done this year. Like, for reals, haven't I? Like, yeah. I literally said to Lily, we're on FaceTime, I said to Lila, tell Auntie what we've done. And I put my Christmas decorations up last week.
Yep. And this is Lila's tree.
Yes. Lila's tree is featuring in the background. And for me, I would never do that. Like, normally I'd be like, oh my God, whoever puts their Christmas decorations up in November is wild.
Weirdos.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Now, I've got to the point where I'm like, oh, the magic of it. Now you've got a child. It's like you start to relive like your own childhood yeah. through it. But I think that's what's magical about it. So you've kind of got to start building your own traditions as well.
Do you know what I can't wait for?
What?
So me and my brothers are really close. My family's really close. I can't wait for my brothers to have children.
I know.
And then we all stay at one person's house on Christmas Eve and then all the cousins
wake up together.
How cute.
I know. It's like Lila and Nelly. That's like what we have on like Boxing Day with them, don't we? And I feel like now, like when they get bigger as well, it's so much more fun because they like have an idea of what's going on. But I think that's why, in a way, like that's why it's so important as well to have like a nice enough setup that you can. And by the way, this is not to everyone. Like, I know that everyone doesn't have like family at Christmas. And for some people, Christmas is actually like a really hard time. And I think it's like navigating it in the right way. But like for me, I'm in a blessed position where I get on with both sides, obviously, of my families. But sometimes I do sometimes think like, oh, how do I work this out as Lila gets bigger? Like,
you host and then you invite everyone to yours. And if they want to come, come. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, there's that. But then I also think the mental load, I'm like, oh, do I have the mental load?
But then everyone can help. Like, your mum loves cooking, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She can cook. Denise is great at cleaning, so she could be washing up.
Washing up.
As your mum's doing it. Like, you just all work together, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
your dad will be cracking jokes in the living room. Declan's dad will be putting together all the presents that Lila's got.
Everyone's skills balance out in that moment.
Exactly, because okay to be dancing.
Like, Michaela will be making stuff. Because this is the thing, like, I just think it's nice. I think for her, if you do get on, like, you should be able to merge it. But I think it's like the mental load as well. Like, sometimes I think, oh my God.
I think I said to you, I did say in the car, like, at the minute we've got girls. But I think if I had a boy, how do I wear this? A lot of the time the female goes to her parents. So I would be devastated if I had a boy and they never were home for Christmas Day.
Exactly.
So when I flip it like that, I'm like, the only great solution I can think in my head was if everyone got on and you could all do it together.
100%.
So simple.
And listen, how many mums out there, like, I would love to know how many of you, it's like majority of the time, the woman's family gets prioritized.
Yeah.
And so I always say this to Denise, I'm like, listen, you're actually lucky with me. I'm actually a very understanding daughter-in-law where I'm like, I want to see you guys as much as I see my own family.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's like, no way. Mother-in-laws,
sometimes they're difficult.
Most of the time. But you know what? Because it's really weird though, because like, I would have never even really struggled with anything before Lila. When you bring a child into it, I feel like your relationship with your mother-in-law does change a little bit. Like, you have the little bit of friction sometimes where it's like, okay, there's a child involved.
Yeah.
I get everyone. And also for me, because Lila's the first on both sides, like, everyone is like pining.
Yeah.
Let me see her. But it's like, from naturally, even just for me, as a child, my child magical time at Christmas was going to my mum's and experiencing her food and different things like that. So you then have that thing as well of like, I'll say to Declan, what's normal for you is your norm. What's normal for me is my norm.
Yeah.
But then where again do you like come into the middle of that? And then you're like, yeah, well.
Food's a big thing because if you're a foodie family and your family cook.
Everyone out there, depending on what you like, you earn your budget and what you can afford, there is no judgment here. This is a no judgment zone.
Yeah.
However, when you grow up in a household like me and you, where you have traditions, and like, my mum is half Italian, her dad was an Italian chef. She is a natural born to cook woman. when you're used to that, and then you have maybe the other side of the family that prefer quick routes, we can say that, party food. Sometimes that's just not what you're used to.
No.
And there's no, that I swear on my life, like, as you know, Mumversations is all about the open honesty, no judgment zone. But that's not what we're used to.
But I would happily take a dish, like if everyone took a dish, but I'm not, I don't want to intrude on their family tradition. Like you've just said, that's what they're used to.
And you don't want to bring them out of their comfort zone.
Especially when they're being the nice people and they're hosting.
Yeah, exactly.
Scott literally said to my dad the other day, so I think this will probably be the last year that we do it because Nelly will be at a stage where she wants to play with her toys, but my dad is a great cook and my brother's a great cook.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. My brother's a great cook. My dad does his own thing. But my dad doesn't want anybody to help him. So then he's constantly stressed out because he wants everyone to chill. Everyone makes sure they've got a drink, make sure everyone's okay. And then it's stressful for him. So for the last like 4 years, we've actually gone out for Christmas Day.
Mm.
And Scott said to my dad, do we still get a Jason's tradition in the evening? Because he puts together, even though we're stuffed, he puts together a nice little spread.
I love that.
I love it. But yeah, this is probably the last year we probably will go out. And then me and Scott can host it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, see, because I said to my mum, we went out for Christmas Day 1 year. It was like a couple of years ago.
And it wasn't
and
same.
Literally after we came back, we were like, not doing that. My mum laughed. She was like, what do you mean? I was like, because my mum, she does love it, but it's so much work. Like when I mean work, like she literally does the stuffing from scratch, the cabbage, like everything is literally from scratch. It's like 2 days worth of prepping.
Yeah.
But we were like, but we'll help this time. Because it didn't feel the same. Because it's lovely. I like going out. And it's nice to be able to like get dressed up. And for a lot of people, it's like nobody wants that
washing up,
like all of the prep, the mess, everything. But yeah, for me, I was like, that's just not what I'm used to. That didn't feel the same. So then again, we reverted back last year, thank God.
Yeah.
And this year's weird because I'm going to Rome on Boxing Day. I've never been away at Christmas. So we're like, do we go through all of that ag on Christmas Day to wake up at 4 a.m.?
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do?
My dad was like, get a curry. I said, get a fucking curry?
He said, get a curry.
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
Is the curry shops open?
Yeah, I actually think they are.
The Indian restaurants, are they open? Not the curry shops.
Curry shops. The Indian, yeah.
They're open.
Yeah. I was like,
are you going to do that?
I don't know. I'm not sure I could hack that.
Well, you could have a Christmas dinner at Denise's and then you could have a curry in the evening.
Curry in the evening, yeah. How mad? Well, I don't know if I could wake up on a curry belly at 4 a.m. Can you imagine?
God.
But honestly, I was like,
what? And then your mum could cook when you're in Italy?
Yes.
You could go to like the...
I will definitely do a little like vlog about Rome.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally like, I haven't been since I was like, 10.
I was tempted to book a time away in December, but it's so expensive.
It is expensive. And listen, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not sat here telling you that I've just gone and booked a lovely literally that I'm staying at my family's house for free. And the flights are really cheap at that time because obviously Rome is an amazing tourist place to go, but it's cold at Christmas.
Yeah.
So the flights are not that expensive. And we were just lucky to be in that position. And that won't be every year because they won't go travelling every year.
Yeah.
But they just happened to be going to Kenya.
This time.
So we were like, fine. You're like, this will be amazing. And that's weird for me even because I really like the comfort of my home at Christmas. Like that feeling of like, because obviously even when like me and Deck would talk about, oh, can you imagine moving, like living in a hot country? And I'm like, yeah, but the only thing I can't imagine is I don't really like it being hot at Christmas. Because for me, the whole thing of like when
cozy.
It rained, yeah, like having the fireplace on and be able to put the heating on. And that's what, you just can't do that. You'd be having the fucking aircon blowing around. Like for me, I'm like, no, I'm not sure if I'm about that.
No, I was just thinking, this is so off topic, but how the joys of doing this. Like imagine being at a physical place of work, having this sort of pain. Like I can just sit here with my legs tucked up.
Oh, I know. I know.
And
honestly, we freaking love doing this for you guys. Like we actually love it, don't we?
Yeah.
And we really, just off the topic for a minute of navigating in-laws and, you know, making Christmas fair. We really do like hearing from you guys. We like passing the mic over because our content and where we get this content from is because of what people come to us about, isn't it? So it's like, we like to tell you our side and what we experience because there'll be people that can relate and then there'll be people that can't. They'll have totally different situations.
Yeah.
So this is why we always like people's feedback and to understand everyone's situation. But I think, even becoming a mum at Christmas now, even now, like I feel like it's changed me so much because I get to... I mean, even last year, like Lila was only 9 months, so I don't really feel like it hit me the same way as it does now. But now all I want to do is just create that magic, and you want to create your own traditions. Like, yeah, you want to be in that space where you're like, what do we do on Christmas morning and how do we play out Christmas Eve? And then, yeah, like, you know, then we go and see Uncle Scott and Auntie Lily on Boxing Day, and we see Nelly and like all these different things. And it's like, I think it's understanding what traditions do you want to make. Like, I love some of the things that I did as a child,
yeah,
but there's also things that I want to do my own,
yeah,
now. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, I think it's also being able to put those boundaries in place and understand that when you do have children, you do have to put yourself first, and you do have to decide, actually, these are my boundaries at Christmas time now. And as much as it's hard to say no, because you don't ever want to let people down at Christmas, you do have to make your own things.
You do.
Don't you?
You're going to upset someone.
Yeah.
You can't live your life pleasing everybody else.
No.
And then the same thing, you can't live your Christmas dragging kids left, right and centre. It's exhausting for them.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, and I get it. For some people, like, your parents might literally live on opposite ends of the country.
That's what you've got to do.
Yeah, or they live abroad. So, like, you've got to make that work. But I think if you live relatively closer together, like...
Work together.
If you get on and you've got children involved, I just think, yeah, absolutely. Like you said, like, just join it. Make it easier for the mum as well, the mum and the dad. Like, for me, I would just think, if you all just butt your heads together and got together on Christmas Day, it would make it so much nicer for Lila as well, just to be like, I see everyone in one go.
Yeah.
Then it takes the pressure off you feeling like, okay, could we spend it as a family on Boxing Day, or could we go and see our friends on Boxing Day, because we did Christmas Day with all the family.
Yeah.
But you're just constantly trying to, like, rummage about of, where am I going now? Who am I going to see next? Who are we going to go and, like, sort out the next freaking Christmas Day hosting, buying food, whatever it is?
Yeah.
And it becomes more expensive.
Can we also talk about how much food people buy? Like, you know, you go into Tesco's and it's like, they're shut for one day and people are waltzing around with 3 trolleys each.
Oh, that Christmas rush as well, where you're looking at people's trolleys and you're like, are you feeding the 5,000?
Yeah, but I like to look, because I'm like, what do you have?
What do you have? Yeah. What do you have in your house? Like, yeah. What's like your tradition?
Pringles.
Love a cheese board.
We had a cheese board last night.
Oh my God.
I was starving.
Cheese boards. If you do not do a cheese board at Christmas, that is like criminal behaviour. That is criminal.
Mm. What's that little cheese counter in Cambridge that you remember?
Oh, there's a cheese counter.
Arcade.
Yeah, they put in the Grand Arcade, and then it's like they have all the different colour like wheels. You know, like the wax colour over the cheese. Oh.
The ladies are so nice on there as well.
Yeah.
And if you live in Cambridge, go and have a little taste.
Yes. The Grand Arcade. Oh,
it's
my
opposite,
God.
They always opposite Office.
Yeah.
And Mango.
Yes.
That end.
Literally right in the centre of it.
Yeah.
And they, honestly, it is like cheese is life.
The best.
At that point. At that point. The one thing that I would definitely take from it is especially when you have children, you have to put your boundaries in place.
Yep.
Do not feel guilty to say no.
Yeah.
And make sure that you make your own traditions as well, and that you find ways that to make it easier for you guys and fair on the children, like, not that you feel like you're just being dragged from pillar to post.
Yeah.
And I think, I know everyone's situation is different, but I do also think when you have kids, you realise as a mum as well, you become more tough in that area where you're like, you know what? I'm drawing my boundary here.
If you don't like it.
Tough shit, basically. Yeah. So I would definitely say navigating in-laws is hard sometimes. And I don't, like, some people have situations where they don't have in-laws. They don't even have their own parents about. Some people have it. They don't get on with either of them. So then if you're just at home with, like, your own family or your own setup, definitely just, like, make your own traditions as well. 100%. I think it's so important to do that, because Christmas can be a hard time, can't it?
And it can be very sad for people as well.
Be like a trigger. I have a couple of friends where Christmas is a real big trigger for them.
Yeah.
Because of things that happen. And so I think it's like, how do you make that easier?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you have to think about everyone's, like, not Christmas is not always a happy time for everyone,
no.
Basically. So you have to always be mindful of that. Which leads me beautifully onto the next segment around the pressure of Christmas.
Yeah.
And being a mum. The pressure of that. And I think there is, because you get to that point of realising, I'm going to say it, fuck, I am fully responsible for making the magic.
Yeah.
Because you are.
You are.
You as a child don't even appreciate that till now. I'm at the stage, I'm like, every Christmas was so lovely for me with my mum and dad, but oh my God, they did all that.
Yeah. We're going to say
Do you know what I mean?
My mum said to my dad and my brother, who's dressing up as Santa this year? Because our family tradition when we were younger is someone always used to dress up as Santa.
Oh,
Nelly will absolutely shit herself because she's scared of everything at the minute. But yeah, I think my brother might dress up.
Which is lovely.
And it's such a tradition that we're carrying on.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Christmas Day, someone will go and dress up.
Which is nice. And I like keeping traditions. Like on Christmas Eve, it was like my mum would always buy us a new pair of pajamas.
Pajamas,
yeah. And we all had that night before Christmas book because we went to Lapland UK when we were really young. Like, I'm talking like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And they give you a night before Christmas book.
They do.
So we kept all free, and that is what we'd read every single night. We'd watch like Elf or Home Alone.
How exciting. Like when you just go up to bed, you go to sleep and you hear a little noise and you think, is it Santa?
You do. And I literally remember, I was like to my mum, I'm pretty sure that I believed in that for ages.
I did.
But, yeah. But talking about pressures as a mum now, we're living in a world where social media is so the pivotal point of everything now that it's like Christmas.
Ruin it.
They are, but it's getting ruined early. Like people at school now, it's like people say by the time the kids are five, people are already being like, Santa's not even real. And I'm like, if you ever do that to my child, I'll fucking come for you.
Yeah.
Because that was the magic for me. It's like me and Lily were having a conversation in the car. And I said, me and Deck were literally speaking the other night. And I just thought about it. I thought, do you know what? I used to feel so at peace on my Christmas morning with my two sisters and my mum and dad.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a clue what anyone else was doing.
No.
So what my Christmas experience was for me was unbelievable. I didn't see all these people getting £1,000 gifts and going to fucking wherever they were going.
And laying out all their presents and taking a picture of it.
Yeah. Like how many fucking presents can you get underneath the tree in one go? Like this mountain of presents. And I even remember going to school sometimes and like hearing some of the stories, you know, from some of my friends and things. And I would think, cool. Now when I got older, I realised their mum and dads would literally be putting like £3,000 on credit cards. I'm not even joking. Just to make sure these kids got absolutely everything at Christmas. And I'm like, for what reason though?
Do you know what they encourage the parents to do at school now? And I really think it's a good idea. The main presents come from you as the parents.
Mm.
And the present from Santa is something small. Because when children believe in Santa and they go to school and one kid goes, Santa brought me a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
And then another child says, Santa brought me a book. Then that child thinks, how come Santa gets you that and I get a book?
That's so true.
The reality is everyone's household income is different, and most people can't afford to do what you see on social media.
No.
We live in a world where everything is expensive. So having one present from Santa and it not being a main present, I think is a really lovely idea.
I love that because then I just think it's like you said, like everyone's mum and dads are different.
Yeah.
Everyone's household income is absolutely. And I've also, like I've always said to you, it's always difficult as well because I always think to myself, I don't want Lila to have everything at Christmas, but then it's so difficult because you might go and buy three presents, but you've got grandparents and you've got cousins and you've got aunties and you've got uncles and everyone buys them something. It's absolutely overwhelming.
But also you can twist that because I literally was talking to a client the other day.
Yeah.
And
My legs are going.
She split up with the husband probably like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, he earns more money than me. So obviously he's buying all these big fancy presents. She's like, I can't afford to do that. But she said, at the same time, I don't care because the kids are going to get presents from my mum, from my dad, from uncles. So you actually don't need to put too much pressure on yourself.
That's true.
Otherwise, they end up with so much shit.
They do.
You don't know where to put it. And then you're stressing yourself out thinking, where the fuck do I put these?
It is true. And I read something the other day and I saw it on TikTok, guys. Do not come for me when I said this because this is actually what I saw some other lady say. And I thought it actually makes so much sense. She said, when you've got too many toys going on in one's playroom, and like Lila's 20 months and Nelly's 22 months old, it's too overstimulating. So what happens is if you're expecting them to go in there and play on their own, all of a sudden it's like, meh, I've lost interest because I don't know what to play with. And quite frankly, I don't know where to start because it's too much. So then it's like when people realize, like, honestly, like genuinely, simple, they care more about, like, I promise you, Lila would rather go and play with the Amazon Fire Stick than she would with the toys I buy her.
Yeah.
Because I think that's just like simplicity for them over anything. So I think for one, absolutely, when we're talking around pressures, there is no pressure for you to have to go and have a £2,000 worth of presents sitting under the tree for your kids because you're seeing on social media that these influencers, which by the way, so many of them get stuff gifted. They're not even paying for it. Do you know what I mean? Then everyone gets this pressure like, oh my God, they've got this, they've got that, they've bought this, they've bought that. I need to do this, I need to do that. Your kids will not remember.
No.
At this kind of age, I get it. A lot of you out there are going to have older children. And so, yes, thus they will remember that. But like for us, if you've got children around the age of like babies up to sort of like 3 or 4, they're not going to remember that same thing of like, oh, how many presents did I get for Christmas last year? And how many presents am I getting this year? And what's my budget? And what's this? And what's that? And I think like you said, that point around saying this is the present from mummy and daddy, and this is like a couple of presents from Santa, it keeps it a bit more sane and realistic for them as well. Do you know what I mean?
So what works for you as a family? I have a client, and let me tell you, they're quite well off.
Oh my God. ChatGPT's listening to me, sorry.
They're quite well off. And she said to me, I would rather spend £200 on each child, and then I'd rather take my children on holiday.
Yeah.
And I thought, that works for you. And it's such a nice idea. They get £200 worth of presents, which is still a nice amount.
Yep.
And then they get experiences. It's just what works for you as a family. But I just think, please don't put too much pressure on yourself.
No.
You don't need to.
But like, because I have a birthday 2 days before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
My mum and dad not come from money at all. They had such a tough probably segment of when we were like anywhere from the age of sort of really when we were pretty much born till probably when I was about 12.
Yeah.
And that's only when my dad like came into a proper job.
Yeah.
That's another thing to come on to another time. But my point around that is that I never felt like, how come I didn't get like this for my birthday and this for Christmas and da 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 da. Had a little budget. My mum would get me something, you know, or then it would get to a point where you get older and mum would be like, what would you like? And then you sort of say, oh, well, I would like this and I've seen this, da 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 da. And I never, ever felt like I went without. But then if I look back now, would I think that my birthday and Christmas and what I got was compared to some people? No. Like it was not at all. But that doesn't matter because for me, I felt like they did such a good job with what they had. I had a great birthday. I had a great Christmas, but I had no one to compare it to. Yeah. And I fucking loved that.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I loved the fact that I just couldn't go on a phone and then after Christmas morning, go on and see what is everyone else doing? What is everyone else doing for their family? What are they drinking? What are they eating? What games are they playing? Where have they gone? What presents did they get? You just couldn't see that. And I do sometimes feel sorry for us as mums because it leads me on to where we're saying about you feel like you have to create this like magical Instagram, Pinterest worthy, you know, house. And I've even said it to you sometimes. I'm like, I would love to be able to literally turn my house into a grotto.
Yeah.
I don't have the money though.
No.
But then you see these influencers that get these designers come in and you've got the
Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly. The Kardashians. And I feel like Kardashians are fucking billionaires. Like you can't ever compare your situation with them. But like there's even some influencers that I see that are more normal, quote unquote, and they've got like these fuck off things outside the front of their house, and like that you walk into their house and their house is like this beautiful like Christmas grotto. And I freaking love Christmas, but like at the end of the day, that's not most people's reality. Yeah. Like if you've got a lovely tree to decorate, your kids will be buzzing.
Do you know what? My childhood best friend, she's still my best friend now. We always used to do her family Christmas on her mum's side.
Yeah.
Before Christmas, or it would alternate because her mum and dad weren't together. So if it was not her mum's Christmas, she'd always do like the big cousin Christmas and I'd always get invited to it. And it'd be like on the 22nd of December or something, like before Christmas or after.
Yeah.
And you know the thing that I love about that? There was not shit tons of presents for each individual. Everyone brought something. And you know the best thing of their Christmas? The games that we used to play, as a family, playing charades, playing Monopoly, like everyone just being together, like baking sausage rolls, just doing things together. And I just think screw the presents. Like that is the most important thing. Like
it is.
Spending time with your family, not spending time sat like this.
No, the phones are a toxic. That's what I'm saying. We didn't have phones back then. If you look, has anyone ever gone through those TikToks where they scroll through of like a 1990s Christmas and you see and you're like, oh my God, like I literally remember all of that. And I think to myself, it's just not like that anymore.
No.
Like it isn't like that. We have to bring the old traditions back. Like we all have to start kind of being on that side a little bit of like, put your freaking phones away on Christmas. Learn to be present because that's what we were before. Like learn to be present, learn to enjoy it. Learn to be completely and utterly head involved in the games. Not like, oh, I'm playing a game, but I'm half literally like trying to look at what everyone else is doing. It's so toxic. Yeah.
I said to my cousin the other day, I was like, what are you getting Amelia for Christmas, which is her daughter?
Yeah.
And she was like, Lily, I don't even ask her until maybe 3 weeks before because she is constantly changing her mind. Remember when we'd sit there with the Argos catalogue and you just circle.
Oh my freaking God.
Everything that you liked. She was like, honestly, Lily, it's something different every week. I'm not even bothering until like 3 weeks before.
Like, you know what my mum and dad used to do? Used to drive in the car and they'd suddenly say, right, we're nearly here. And we'd be like, where? We're nearly here. We turn over, fucking Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And we'd go out on a special trip to Toys R Us. Mum used to make it every year, be a special trip to Toys R Us, and it'd be like, right, you can pick like one main present that you want. Mine was always baby born.
Yeah.
And I'd pick a baby born. And by the way, back then, they were still like 40 quid. That was a lot of money.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money. Like you'd think, oh my God, now you think £100. You think, oh, that's just freaking normal now for stuff because stuff is so expensive. It's ridiculous. And I just think like even little things like that, was like that was so exciting for me just to go out into a toy shop, an actual physical toy shop. Now everything's online.
Yes.
It's like you don't, do you know what I mean? Like there's Smiths and stuff still, but like it's just not the same. Things are not the same. I even said like baby borns are not even built the same anymore.
No.
Like that is why I said to you on Vinted, I got Lila an OG baby born where the manufacturer date on it was 2001 because I was like, they are the best ones.
It was what, 2001?
2001. Literally like 2001, which is mental to think to 25 years old. Yeah. And like that for me, like that was so exciting. And I think that's what it should be about. But there is so much pressure now to be like, what does your house look like? What's your house aesthetic setup? Yeah.
What colour are you doing Christmas tree?
My main mind changed. I used to be all the greys and the pinks. Now I've gone full on traditional red and white.
We went into Scottsdale the other day and I was like, the amount of money over the years I've spent on baubles, I am not changing my theme.
It is expensive. And to be fair, I changed mine quite quickly.
Yeah,
I was like, one year I was like pink and grey. The next minute I was like, well, we did an extension, didn't I? And I said to you, I'm going to get a different tree for the kitchen. So I ended up keeping that colour on that one. I've made it my tack tree. There's a cup of coffee on there.
Yeah.
There's a Prosecco bottle because I think the tack trees are hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm like, have the tacky tree. Lila's got her tree. And then I've got my pride and joy tree. Maybe we'll snip a picture.
Yeah.
If you want to see, I call it my Grinch tree. It actually reminds me like the Grinch is going to jump out of the back of it.
God, I love
I know all the films, but honestly, like I think genuinely, I'm just sort of looking here because the pressures around having this like magical Instagram worthy Christmas, I'm telling you, I'm gonna swear is a load of bullshit. Like the magical Christmas you have is what you make it for you and your children, like for whatever traditions you want. Even if it's like mine and Dex thing is like we've always said to each other, those mugs will be full with a cup of hot chocolate on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That is one thing we make sure we always do.
Yeah.
Is that we have a hot chocolate in those mugs. It's tiny.
Yeah.
But it's a little thing that you're like, yes, like, you know, and I said second, I want to buy a little like wooden box. I think I said this to you. We both want to do it for Lila and Nelly. And you have that same box every single year till their X age. And you put a little thing in there and it's like, that is what your little tradition is. And that's what it's about. It's about bringing family together. And I think I realise that more and more now as I've got older, where I'm like, Christmas is great when you're younger and you love all the presents. I get it. But when you get older, you actually realise the main thing is every ounce of family time that you spend together is so important.
And if you block out everybody else, it's such a breath of fresh air for
a couple of days.
You're switched off from the world. You're switched off from work.
Yep.
You can actually just relax and spend time with your family and just breathe.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be stressful.
No.
I think one thing to bring up that in my household we don't have to worry about, but I have seen it in households before where it's like, oh, well, auntie's going to get absolutely shit-faced and kick off this year. Like, for some yeah. people, like, Christmas, bringing the family together can actually be quite...
freaking nightmare.
...stressful. So if it's bringing the family together is not stress, is too stressful, then don't do it.
No, just do your own, do your thing. It. Also, no, can we just say another thing to mention to caveat what we've said is equally, if you want to go all freaking out for your kids, do it.
Yeah.
Like, equally, if you, like, you should never be judged for how much you want to spend or how little you spend.
Yes.
I think our point around it more so
just
is
don't put pressure on yourself.
Don't, yeah, like, you don't need to show it off. And it also doesn't need to be a competition or something whereby you may almost make people feel like they haven't done enough, because yeah. their thing might be they buy their kids two gifts and that's it.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way for them. There might be people that want to spend an absolute fortune and see a sea of presents underneath their Christmas tree. And there is a part of it sometimes where I look back and I think, I didn't have loads as a kid because my mum and dad didn't come from that.
No.
And they weren't always in a privileged enough position to do that. So sometimes when you have your own children, then you're like, I want to give you, you know, I want to give you everything. But there's that other side of it as well where I always have to tell myself, I want also Lila to be disciplined and understand the value of money.
Yeah.
That it's like, you can have gifts, but there is a line where you've got to work for it yourself too as you get older, and you can't have everything. Do you know what I mean? And that's and I feel like even people with money should always be teaching that lesson.
Yeah.
Even if you can afford the freaking world, should you then be giving this at Christmas? No, like, I think you still got to have a limit.
Yeah.
But it could, because it's like you said, you will, children speak at school, and when they get bigger, it's like the worst thing you ever want is your child to come home and feel like, mummy, why was my Christmas not like this kid that told me they got this for Christmas?
Yeah.
And I just think that's sad. Like, I would hate that.
I think some teachers aren't even asking the question when they come back after the school holidays. Like, what did you all get for Christmas? I think it's actually a thing now because people know that
they get upset. Yeah, absolutely. Because everyone's situation is different.
Yeah.
So I think it's personal to everyone.
Yeah.
I think you have to do whatever makes you happy. Yeah. At Christmas. But I would say that the pressures around, you know, gifts, do you do stockings or not? Do you know what I mean? Like, I have stockings hanging on my fireplace for the pure aesthetic of the fact that I literally feel like it's so cozy. Do I put anything in there?
No.
Never. Never, ever, ever. The same with, like, gifts. I think you'll choose what you want to buy. Decorations, you have to just do whatever, again, works for you. You could be very minimal. You could be completely over the top. It's totally up to you. But I think, like I say before, social media is a lie.
Yeah.
And no matter what you put on there, like, we post stuff on there, but I would never post stuff on there for people to think, oh, why doesn't my tree look like that? Do you know what I mean? You anything that you do is for you. And the only reason why we're always sat here thinking, oh, have I done enough? Does it look good enough? Is because that is the world we're in now, because social media has created that sense of, like, should I be doing that?
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone should be questioning anything.
No.
The other thing to mention, based on, we're in matching PJs, by the way. And that's something I love doing.
Yeah.
I think that's a really, like, nice little thing to do.
I left the dog out last year and Scott was fuming.
Oh,
with the pajamas.
Yeah.
I got pajamas for me, Nelly and Scott. And I didn't get any for Frank, but Scott did go out and get him some.
Yeah, which is really cute, by the way. But I love matching pajamas. But, like, things like, for example, if we're talking more sort of now, if we're digging a bit deeper now on, like, Instagram versus reality, it's like, you know, so I said to Zecklin the other day, oh, I'd really like to take Lila somewhere to see Santa, or, like, I think you've been before, like, Audley End, like, miniature train or whatever. Yeah. And
waste of money.
Yeah, and he was like,
that one is.
So if it's 80 quid.
Yeah, so expensive.
And then he'll say, oh, Wimpole with the lights and stuff is 60 quid, right? And I get it. Like, don't get me wrong, things cost money. But then I do think there is an element where he's right of, like, when they're really young as well, like, when they're only, like, one or two, they don't remember, they don't appreciate it. You're more going for you. And I do like the idea of, at the end of the day, their childhood is your motherhood. So whatever you do in that time of them being young, you're going to remember it. And that's nice.
Yeah.
However, there is a lot of pressure for people to feel like, leading up to Christmas, haven't done a train, didn't do a Christmas photo shoot.
Yeah.
Haven't met Santa. Like, haven't done all these things because you see people doing so much on the lead up to Christmas, going here, going there, doing Christmas markets, doing a little trip away, city trips, all that. Take me out of it. I'm going to Rome, but I've never gone away at Christmas before, guys. And my, and like I said, my family have got a free house, but I wouldn't be able to go and pay to stay somewhere for a week abroad at Christmas. The price is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I think that is another thing where people get that feeling of like, am I supposed to be on a miniature train right now with my child? Do I need to go and buy tickets to the Polar Express?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, again, whatever you can do, even if you're just doing creative stuff at home, that is enough.
Yeah, but, biscuit making.
Oh my God, I used to love that.
But also, if you want to do it, do it.
Yeah, 100%, like absolutely do it. I just think there is a stigma around that of people feeling like, have I done any sense of activity? Because I've said, Declan, we haven't even got anything booked. And he was like, but it's fine. Like, you'll see lights. Do you know what I mean? Like, we'll be able to go and do something.
So
I know, so Declan. We'll see fucking lights. Used to just get in the car with my dad and just drive around and be like, can we go and see that house that's got all these lights on it, please? You know, they will appreciate that, like, genuinely. But there are parts of it where I'm like, I want to do this. Now, I do think to myself, the prices are unbelievable.
How Silverstone, you can drive round in your car on the racetrack.
No, you can't.
I looked at it for Scott, with Scott Finelli, and it's all these Christmas lights. They want about 95 quid for it.
No.
To sit in your car and drive slowly, which again,
oh, that's so, so cool,
pretty,
though.
But I'm like, Nelly probably won't want to sit in her car seat. She's too little. She won't appreciate it. The slots that are left are like 8 o'clock at night. Nah, not for me. Not this year, maybe next year.
Not for me. No, I think, yeah, exactly though. That for me is like, I would love to do it, but then at the same time, I'm like, this is like, where do you draw the line?
Yeah, or it's like the 95 quid we'd spend on that, we could get a takeaway and watch a Christmas movie and make some cakes. It just depends what works for you and your family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fucking baking a cake at home probably costs about 15 quid.
Whereas my cousin
will
be on every experience she can possibly get herself on, which is fine because that's what she likes to do.
Yeah, but it's just, it's that thing sometimes where I think people do feel a lot of pressure about it though. And I think, again, don't. Like, if you can do it, do it. If you want to book every single thing, book every single thing. But if you can't and you don't, do not feel like you're failing your kids, basically, because you're not. Like, anything, they just don't remember these things, really. And, like, they'll appreciate you sitting in your Christmas pyjamas drinking hot chocolate with them on the sofa. Like, genuinely. And I think I'm only realising that more now as I get older that it's, like,
don't worry. Humble.
Because, seriously, kids will humble you as well. Take them out somewhere thinking, yeah, they're going to love it. Scream their head off, don't care. And you're like, great, okay.
That pain's gone.
What, your tummy pain?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Maybe it's the chat.
Maybe.
What's that thing you always send me about when women vent to each other, it actually scientifically lowers your cortisol levels? Yeah. Again, I'm going to snip it in this, innit? Just in case someone...
She got that off the internet.
Yes, just in case someone wants to freaking come for me.
I don't want to get out of these pyjamas.
I know, we don't need to. The last bit, sort of just talking around Instagram versus reality, is the reality of it. Me and Lily are working mums. And most of you guys that we're speaking to, and the reason why we did this is because we want working mums to normalise the fact that this is normal life.
Yes.
And that we don't have the time to do all these lovely things sometimes that, again, respect to all influencers, because I have respect for what they do and they are working for themselves. But all of these things, when you see them doing these hauls and what they're buying for their kids, like leading up to Christmas and giving you ideas and all this stuff, and me and Lily are going to come to later on our favourite toy brands and things to give you an idea of like good recommendations. But ultimately, the stuff that they're doing, it's like £3,000 hauls or whatever, been gifted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely, people are like, how can I afford all that?
Yeah.
But the reality is you don't, unless you want to go get a credit card and get yourself a load of debt. But, and that's fine. But don't feel the pressure when you see these big hauls and everything to feel like
that's what I need
to have. Because are you tired?
Yeah.
I love that. Let me just use the pillow as a hidden. I think that's a big thing. There is no such thing as a perfect Christmas morning. There is only such thing as your perfect Christmas morning. That is it. Anything you do is
your mum's in her dressing gown with her
phone and she's like, oh, let me video you opening your first present.
Love that. My mum gets so much excitement out of that.
Oh yeah.
Like love her. My dad always goes and gets a big bin bag for all the wrapping paper.
Yes. Oh my God.
And she sat there with so many presents for herself because my parents now get more than us because we love them to pieces. Yeah, and we just want to spoil them, give them everything back that they've given us. And you're like, Mum, open your presents. She's like, yes, I will in a minute. Let's come. Opened his socks.
Yeah, honestly, it's so nice, isn't it, when they're like that. My mum is like, literally, because my mum basically lost both of her parents actually really young. Like, could my mum's only, my mum, I said to Declan, can you imagine, my mum's like 34 with three of us, by the way.
Lost, is that how old she was?
Yeah.
So that's Dex age
now. Lost both of her parents within a year of each other. And for her, like, Christmas was such a special time of year. Like, her dad was a chef. They lived in a hotel. Like, it would be like a very, you know, like, I'm talking about traditional Christmas. Italian. You know, when, like, the, you remember, like, when them, in the 90s, when the carpet was like red checkered carpet and you'd have tinsel on the tree and the beads and everything like that, right?
Yeah.
You still relive that sometimes.
That's Scott's mum's tree.
Yeah, so it was like that, and she Christmas is like such a big thing for her, and obviously not having her parents now is even more like important for her to have family time, and obviously having Lila now, it's like all of her creative juices are just out, and she's like, oh, I can't wait, like the thing, because Lila and Ellie obviously understand it more now. She gets so excited, like we got this little singing reindeer down from the loft, and it's like, oh
yeah,
like, and they, you know, there's parts of it where they do get it, and that for me, of all things, of everything at Christmas now, that is so the best thing for me. The look on their faces, even just coming down, like seeing the trees up or the lights, or just wanting to like explore the decorations.
Wow.
And then it's like baby back to the toys.
Yeah.
But that's the magic of Christmas for me, like becoming a mum. That's the biggest thing for me, was like, oh my God, like
gonna be our mums.
Like, and creating all of that again. And again, like, you have not got to feel pressure. I think that's another thing of like, oh God, what kind of morning and night do I do? I have to do the mince pie, and do I need to do the snowy footsteps? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? No. But then in the same time, like, if you want to do it, like, build your own
And you
thing.
Don't have to go expensive. Just get a bit of flour out.
And stamp in it. Yeah. Deck was like, do I need to get a stencil? I was like, no. I said, just literally put some flour on the floor and just trace through it, literally. Yeah. And obviously Declan being OCD was like, what do you mean? But actually, he's up for that. Yeah. And I saw another really nice one, if anyone doesn't know. When they're putting their tree up, when your kids understand it a bit more, there's two things. Put an acorn in the water and say tomorrow it will grow into a tree. And then when they come down, the tree's there and the acorn's gone. Or there's another really nice one. I saw this little box in the garden centre that do you know, like when you would go to like press down like this, like the little bar that you'd press and the lights would come on. You know what I mean? Like, you're like a box that, let's say you were about to like push something and a bomb was about to go off. I'll have to insert a photo to explain. You know, I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, I can't explain it. There's like this little box that you push down this lever and it's meant to be like the kids push it down and the lights come on the tree. Like, I think they do it in The Grinch, but obviously he ruins the tree. And I just thought that's really cute because that's like a way to be like ready. The lights are going to come on when you press the button in 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Lights on. To them, that's like everything. Moving on to, right, this is quite an exciting bit to talk about, actually. We're going to talk about recommended toys by age because, okay, mine and Lily's children are not that old, obviously, but we're about to go through two Christmases now, one of which last year, Lila was 9 months, Nelly was like close to 11 months.
Yeah.
And now they're both basically slimmer. They're both moving on to nearly 2, which I cannot believe I'm saying that, by the way. What the fuck? So I think they do a transition because I remember having a conversation with Georgia. Do you remember our friend Georgia? And I remember her saying to me, oh God, like when I had kids, all I wanted was just the lovely wooden toys. I don't want these garish plastic toys, da 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 da. No. Just doesn't happen. When they're that age, all the bloody garish, gorgeous, lovely, plastic, bright toys.
What, when they're babies?
Yes. Come out. You can't get away from that. You can think you want all of these lovely wooden toys to match your house, but it just doesn't happen.
No.
And the colourful ones are obviously the best ones for like sensory and stuff. So obviously last year, the stuff that we were buying, I didn't even think about it. It would be like, you know, get the whole what they call the twisty things that pop up, yeah. like the jump, like Jack in the Box things, their first baby that they play with, like the soft body, like all these different bright, colourful toys, like the I can't remember what they're called now, all the VTech stuff mm-hmm. and everything like that. Because that's...
Microphone.
Yeah, because it's so interactive.
Who is calling?
Who is calling? Oh, yeah, because you've got the phone. You bought them the phone with the little like bear thing, which is so yeah. mad to think, like the stuff that you buy now compared to then.
Yeah.
It's so, the disparity is so different. But I would definitely say, and we'll put a list and we'll tag it, by the way. As I said, this is not a sponsored ad, paid ad, nothing. This is genuinely what we like.
Yeah.
I would definitely say any of the VTech toys were so good for that kind of age range, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're so interactive. They're colourful. Some of them light up. They talk. That VTech bear, no, the bear. You know, that would say, press my hand, press my foot, and she sings. Yeah. And she sings like the head, shoulders, knees and toes, A, B, C. So that was really good. And she's got like the little heart in the middle. Yeah. So that was a really good one. I loved that. Lana still plays that now.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't know where Nelly's is.
But they are, you probably chucked it out.
No, me.
Gave it away. But yeah, like I think those are really good for that sort of age group, because I do think, listen, you can be aesthetic as you want, but at the end of the day,
they're not interested.
And most of the time they're interested in crawling to plug sockets, remote controls and the wrapping paper. And the wrapping paper. The wrapping paper in the box is the best part. They don't even care about the present. Like literally don't. And I remember as well, like I would always say, less is more for that kind of age group. Lila was so overwhelmed last Christmas because it's like at that age, it's so much stimulation with everyone around and the colours and the lights and all this. It was like, what do I open?
Yeah.
What do I do with that? But yeah, VTech was definitely a good one. I'm trying to think where else I got things from.
The most helpful thing for me last year was cloves as well.
Yes. Really. Yeah, that's always a good one because they're growing so
from
quickly.
The right people. My sister-in-law, Laura, Fraser's girlfriend, she's got such a good fashion sense. So I'm always like to her, buy her clothes.
Clothes.
I'm like, no, she doesn't need clothes. But clothes were so helpful and she's just about coming out of them now. So I was like this year to her, Laura, can you buy Nelly clothes 18 to 24 months this time?
Yeah, that's me. All done.
Nice H&M Zari bits. Oh, yeah. She's great like that. So
I'm obsessed
really
with Zara.
Helpful.
Yeah, clothes and like clothes brands for gifts like Zara.
Because again, they don't know what's going on. So for you as a mum, it's like, what would help me out as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't have to go and fork out all my money. They've got loads of toys anyway. If you want to get them something, please could you get them some clothes?
Yeah, clothes is such a good one. Mate, Tesco's, Sainsbury's, even Matalan, Zara, all these places do such nice stuff now, don't they?
Lovely.
Next, I love Next, but I do sometimes feel like some of the things in Next are way overpriced. Like actually even Zara is so good. Considering it's Zara, and we all know that like, even for our clothes is expensive, I think Zara for kids actually very reasonable.
Yeah.
Like some of the stuff, like I got Lila a couple of tracksuits recently.
So cute.
But they come as a pair for $19.99. I think that's really good. For us, a tracksuit's like freaking 80 quid.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like it's wild. But yeah, definitely, clothes is always a really good one.
Books.
Books. The Usborne. Usborne are my favourite. I hope that's how we explain it. And I think I put on our Instagram story about the advent calendar where you can get a book every single day up until Christmas. And Usborne are so good. Like they have such good interactive books, the good sort of starting reading books, then ones as they get a little bit bigger. Books I think are always a good one because they're constantly evolving and changing. So we definitely loved books. I'm trying to think of other brands that we had for toys then. I can't even remember what I got. The ones in Tesco's, but again, it's like VTech, Early Learning Centre, that sort of thing. I think they were always good for kind of those toys.
Yeah.
If we're moving on to now, though, I mean, I'm a bit of a, like, I feel like I literally, like, search the internet constantly to figure out.
We went into the garden centre the other day and I was like, Scott, what can we get Lila for Christmas that Sophia hasn't already brought?
Or seen. Yeah. I literally, and I don't know how I got to it. I think it's because I was, when it was Lila's first birthday, I obviously planned. I was like, and this comes down to me personally. I had this idea of how I wanted to set it up that morning. It's the first birthday, right? So I was thinking about it. And then when I was looking, I was like, oh my God, this brand called Little Dutch is just everything. Like they do, if you have a girl or a boy, because they do the girl side and the boy side, the toys are just beautiful. And obviously you do get to a point whereby I'm very like, I love wooden, like particularly like plastic for the world anyway.
Yeah.
Wooden's always good, sustainable. And the toys are just beautiful, like absolutely beautiful. Little Dutch is like my favourite.
And they do Little Dutch everywhere now. Like I went in John Lewis the other day and they've got a little section.
Yeah.
Went into that like boutique-y little shop at Ben's Yard in Ely and they've got all the Little Dutch stuff in there.
I know. I'm obsessed. Nice. And listen, and it's actually, some of it's very reasonably priced actually. It's very affordable, but it's just so beautiful, especially if you've got like girls or boys and you want to have their toys like unisex. Listen, you can have blue toys for girls, but I'm saying like... Yeah. They have the little like fairy garden edition.
Kitchens.
Yeah, I've bought Nelly and Lila the same toys this year. Because otherwise they literally like fight. So they've got the same. But Little Dutch is one. When they're getting, I would say when they're getting to that age of like
one and a half
and above, such a good brand. And they do, even for like gifts for people. Because you bought like Shalice one for Ivy, didn't you?
I got the little walking blocks. And then I got her the wooden pulling
sheep.
Money? Or sheep.
Was it a sheep? Yeah.
Yeah.
And like honestly, such stuff. And they do everything from like newborn like baby teethers and stuff like that, all the way up to like when they're like bigger, like you said, like kitchens, different things like that. And the same as, I really can't pronounce it, but it's pronounced like Conjerslord or something like that. All of like the Danish brands, beautiful. I mean, that is quite spendy for what it is, if I'm honest. But some of the stuff is affordable.
That could be something that you could give a family member to buy. So this year, I've literally done an Amazon wish list and there's stuff on there for $8.99. There's stuff on there that's a little bit... more expensive. There's a company called Jacques of London.
Yeah.
They do really good like games building to stuff. Make their brain work. So like Hook the Duck, but it's all wooden.
Yeah.
Magnetic. So there's all different price ranges. Because again, I know that for some people in the family, they might not want to spend as much.
Too much.
So that Amazon wish is perfect because when they brought it, it goes off so that the next family member can go, okay, this is what's left. Let's buy this.
Yeah. But also... Don't forget Vinted.
Yeah, Vinted.
Isn't it? Because, like, I go on Vinted all the time, and I am happy to admit that I've bought Lila a whole, like, baby born bundle. I basically said this to Lily, didn't I? So I used to, and we were talking about this in the car. Do you remember when I said to you, nowadays, if you saw a 15-year-old girl out
with her baby, you'd be like, section her. Something,
yeah, is there something wrong with her?
But that's what we did.
That's what I did. I used to play mums and dads all the time because that was what I was obsessed with. I used to get my mum's car keys, go and get in her car, put my baby in the back, pretend to drive, get out the car, get the buggy out, do all of that stuff when I was like, that was my obsession. I had an absolute obsession with it. And I want, that's what I want to see Nelly and Lila doing. I want them to push their buggies to the park and take their babies out. That is normal. So I had this big thing where I suddenly had this nostalgia of like, someone selling the really like OG baby born car seat on Vinted that is like so garish, by the way. It's bright pink. The inside of it is like all the yellow flowery. Mate. It doesn't go over the aesthetic of my house. I don't care. For me, I was like, this was like my childhood nostalgic moment. And I thought, I'm not even really buying this for her. I'm buying this for me.
Yeah, when Lila goes to bed, so playing with
like just in her playroom. But I was like, I have to do this because this is what I did. And I can actually say to her, it's what I used to play with when I was your age. But also, I just think like Vinted... you can't get a 2001 baby anymore because they don't fucking make them.
No.
But also, people sell them for such nice prices because they know people will be able to do that as a lovely Christmas present. And I think do not be ashamed to buy things secondhand or Vinted for your kids as presents. Like, people sell them almost like brand new, but people are so much nicer with the pricing because at the end of the day, they might have loved it, used it. Now they want to move it on to the next home.
Gets the clutter out of their house.
Yeah.
Someone else.
Yeah. But
it's clutter because it isn't. But when your kids move on to the next lot of toys, you then see it as, oh my God.
And they do so quickly. Do you know what I mean? And like also another thing, try not to miss out on the Aldi toy event near Christmas. It came out, was it October?
I don't know, I didn't do
it. I think it was October. And to be fair, me and Declan weren't planning on going and then we've got an Aldi near us and he said, should we go and have a look? This was very late at night, by the way, and something where I thought everything's going to be gone. But all I would say is, to anyone listening to this that goes and buys the stuff from there and goes, if you're one of these people that lists it on Vintage for triple the price, please stop doing that. Yeah. Like, that is one of the most affordable wooden toy events for people. The toys are lovely and they are so affordable. When I tell you, like, the little, I think we got like a little wooden like microwave. It's like £10.
Yeah.
And they got everything with it.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, for some people, that is actually affordable for them, where they can go in and buy all of their kids' toys for Christmas from there.
In the toy event.
People that are quadrupling it because they know it comes around once a year on Vinted. Yeah, wankers, like, stop doing that, because that's not fair on other people. I just think if you've bought it and you don't have the intention of keeping it, resell it on Vinted for the normal price.
Yeah.
Or if it's one that was like for 30 quid, sell it for cheaper.
Yeah.
Let someone get it for a little bit less off that didn't have working mums as well.
That didn't have the day off.
We can't queue up at 7 a.m. and wait for the doors to open to go and absolutely ransack it. But that is also another wonderful event to try and get to at some point, or get someone to go for you. Like, if you got your mum off or whatever, go and tell her to go and FaceTime you, because that was so affordable. We just got some little bits from there, like little stuff for like wooden food and things.
Yeah.
And I just think that's, you know, again, that's such a nice thing for people to be able to go and do. But I do not hate's a strong word. I do get very annoyed with you guys that go on Vinted and sell it for quadruple the price, because I just think, why? Like, it's not nice for other people.
No.
But yeah, honestly, Vinted, eBay. My mum used to say to me, I was like, how did you... Now I look back, I was like, baby born is not cheap at all. So to my mum, how did you afford all of that Christmas for me? She went, Sophia, I used to get big bundles off people on eBay. Yeah. She used to be like a queen at bidding, by the
eBay's
way.
eBay's like now our Vinted.
It is, yeah. You mean Vinted's our eBay?
Yeah.
eBay's our Vinted. Yeah. eBay, I don't even go on eBay anymore. That was such a thing again, though, wasn't it? Of like, oh yeah, your mum would sit on eBay like bidding for like these big...
trainers.
Yeah!
If you want some designer trainers.
Yeah.
They bid.
But yeah, so definitely I would think Little Dutch. Oh, Lywood as well. Lywood's lovely too. Do you remember I got... they do like... I had like Lywood jelly shoes for Lila that I bought off Vinted. But again, they just do some lovely nice things toys for kids. And sometimes it's nice to get like toys that can be loved to the point of when they're like passed on to like your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a horrible thought.
Makes me feel sick.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like things you can keep in the family. So I would say definitely Lywood, Conjure Slodge. I'm sorry if I'm not saying that right to that brand, but we'll tag it.
Little Dutch.
And then, like I said, baby ones more so like VTech, early learning to Tesco's.
Yeah.
But Vinted, absolutely, like anything to look at, like secondhand, especially if it is a little bit more, have a look on Vinted. Yeah. Oh, and also, if you want to get anything like, you know, when we were talking about a little box earlier for like Christmas Eve, Etsy, that you have to go on Etsy, because this is people's little businesses. Like, this is people that sometimes don't even make a lot
of
money.
I got Nelly's Christmas pajamas from last year.
First Christmas. When we wake up, it'll be, I think we got the same on those, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
The girls had, and the pink and white stripey, so cute.
Went on there to get them.
Yeah. So Etsy is so good because you're also supporting people's small businesses. Go on.
Who will be rammed at the minute, which is a good thing.
We love it. Yeah, so that's a really good one for that. Love Next. Next, Nelly has some lovely like reindeer pajamas, doesn't she?
Oh my God, yeah.
The zip up ones, they are so good. I just saw someone's TikTok that went in there and filmed all the Christmas stuff that's out for kids.
In Next.
And I was like, oh my God, yeah, see, but people do that. It's actually like a branding technique and they're not even selling for Next.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I need to get in there and buy all of it. I don't. But you know, when you're just like, oh, stop.
These pajamas just feel so nice on my legs.
Don't they?
Yeah.
But brands, definitely Next, Zara, Matalan, Sainsbury's, Tesco's. Where else am I forgetting? Asda. All of them. They're actually all of them just so good.
Yep.
I think ultimately, just kind of going on to a little bit about the fact that we're working.
Yeah.
Right? Balancing everything with being a working mum is essentially like we went back to earlier. But it's just to kind of highlight that when you are working, there is no pressure to have to try and figure out everything.
No.
If your tradition is a hot chocolate, a Christmas movie, or driving around to go and see all the lights on other people's houses,
then that's your tradition.
Yeah. That is enough. Because I don't always have time. It's like when people have this thing about what we're going to do Elf on the Shelf this year. And I think...
Everyone that does Elf on the Shelf says to me, don't fucking start it. Because it's like such a commitment.
Yeah. It's like potty training. once you start it, you cannot.
And you expose yourself. There's many Elf on the Shelfs that I've seen where my mum's texted being like, look at all the grease on their cooker.
On their literally. But you know, like, that's just made me think.
Oh, look at the shit in their toilet. When they've sat, like,
look
honestly,
at the skid marks.
Yeah.
Elf on the Shelf for me, though, is like, it's lovely.
Yeah.
But I think, again, it's another thing where everyone puts it up on Instagram.
It's and for everyone else.
It is. It is for everyone else. And you suddenly think, how are people finding the time to literally do this where they're like making stuff and it looks like, I don't know, like all these, like these things where I think we don't have the time. No. Like genuinely, you might have the time to literally just sit there on the toilet and go, oh, look, Elfie's gone for the poo.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing Elfie.
But like, no, but it's like, it's just those sorts of like gimmicks. And I think, do you know what? It go back to something my dad always said to me. I love you, Dad. He's a little bit scroogey sometimes. He got better over the years. But he'll always say to me, sometimes he felt like Christmas was a mad gimmick of like, oh, when it comes to Christmas, this is the time where you spend a shit ton of money. You get yourself in the most debt possible.
Yeah.
You give the most presents that you can and you see your family. And suddenly, like, it's all about love and seeing your family. Why can't you do that all year round?
Yeah.
Like, what is that thing of, like, but you know, bringing people together?
You only do it once a year.
Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, it's quite a religious thing for people. And that's where it all stems back from. It doesn't stem back from, like, how many gifts can you buy and how much freaking food and alcohol can you drink and consume in such a short period of time. And I get what he's saying now, when now I'm older, because I'm like, that, yeah, that is true, though. Like it's the same as like Valentine's Day. I do not disrespect anyone that loves Valentine's Day, but it is another way to be like, oh, it's the day of love. Come out and spend money and go out for dinner.
Do that every day. Take me for dinner every day.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it to be on
a
that
sexy outfit every day?
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, I can afford to put my prices up at whatever because it's Valentine's Day. We put all of our prices up because it's Christmas, or you put your price up because it's a wedding. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just a bit gimmicky sometimes. We've all got to like buy out of that a little bit and just actually go back to the basics
tradition,
of
family.
Yeah, why is Christmas there? Exactly. 100%.
Because of Jesus.
This is funny. Do you want me to tell you why?
Sorry. Yeah, tell me.
Gifts for partners. Right, because we were literally talking about in the car. I feel like when you have a child, like if my mum used to say to me, what do you want for your birthday? I'd be like, oh yeah, clothes, this, that. Now I'm like, nothing, just get Lila something.
Yeah.
Please. Like, and like, I'm not even joking you, my full, like, I feel like I did a 360 and all my brain thinks about is what does she need? She has a better wardrobe than me. Like, she gets new clothes on a regular basis because they grow out so quickly, obviously. But you're like, I don't even think about myself. And then like Deck will say to me, right, what are you getting me? I'm like, I don't know.
Nothing.
Like, no offense, babe. I don't really think about you in that way anymore. I used to think like, oh, what can I get Declan? What can I like impress my other half with for Christmas?
Oh.
Now, I'm like, I don't know. Let me know something that you like and I'll just get it for you. But I think we touched on it earlier and we mean this in the most like nicest way possible in the sense of that, no, we're not loaded, like we're working mums. But at the end of the day, when you're so used to working and just earning your own money, I think you get to the point of like, if I really need something or I want something, I'll buy it in the year. So then when you're like, when your other half is going, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? I'm like, I don't know. No. Like, I genuinely don't know because I could say, oh,
a
maybe
good
I want
shag.
Yeah. Give me a lovely good shag. That'd be great. Fucking hell.
Literally.
That'll work. That'll do.
Run me a bath.
Yeah. Give me a bath. Get me some nice food. Buy me some chocolate. Watch a lovely film together.
Not interested.
I don't want anything. I really don't. I'm like, just put your energy into Lila. But then Deck was like, rather than keep getting something for Lila though, like, why don't we just get something nice for each other? I'm like, but like what though? Because I can't think. And then this is funny actually.
Maybe he should get you a present from Lila and you should get him a present
from
Lila.
That's a good idea. There you go, guys. That's a great idea.
Don't buy one for each other. Just say, Mummy, Lila, do you want to give Mummy you her present? And then you can say, Lila, do you want to give Daddy his?
Best believe, I said to Deck, if you don't get me a present for my birthday from my door, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yes.
Because that's like, even if it's just a card.
That's the dad's responsibility.
Exactly. So you better step up, Deco. Yeah, but I said to him, oh, this was funny. Do you want to know what he said to me the other day? this is probably a bit TMI for this, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway, because this is Manfestations and we never hold back. Unfiltered. He said to me, right, listen, there's a coffee machine called the Philips 5400. And we told Scott about it and he's trying to convince Lily to get it too. Because except for Declan, we're all coffee drinkers. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Because my Nespresso, I'm not being funny, by the time you pay for the pods, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And I haven't had pods for months because I don't want to pay the money for it.
Yeah.
So I think if you just do a one-off payment of something a little bit more expensive, it's going to last you throughout the year. And by the way, the amount of money you can spend on coffee now from Costa
and stuff. Scott said that. One of his clients has got a decent coffee machine and she literally said to him, I can't remember the last time I spent a coffee outside my house.
Exactly.
Because I can make a nice one in my house.
Mate.
Put it in a flask, off you go.
100%. Listen, you go to Starbucks now.
20 quid for two drinks.
20 quid. Go and get a Christmas edition drink.
With some sprinkles. And
£8. What? £8? Half of that is just fucking like frothed milk and you've put a shot of coffee in it. You're charging me £8.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. So this came out. Then he said to me the other day, he went, right. He said, we were eating dinner and he couldn't finish his pizza. I had already had 1.5. We make these homemade pizzas and I'd already had 1.5. He said, if you finish this other half and you give me a blowy, I'll buy you the coffee machine.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Then I said to him, he started adding to the list. I said, you know what? I give up. I said, if you're going to keep, you cannot shake on something and keep adding to the list. And I did it as well, by the way. And I was like, no.
Did you do it after you finished the pizza or did you go brush
your
teeth?
Yeah, after.
You literally finished your last mouthful and then he pulled his trousers down?
No, not quite as quickly. Not quite as quickly as that. But I was like, full on. I was so bloated as well from this pizza. It was like a Bush Tucker trial, like literally trying to finish
that
this
starts
pizza.
Soon. That's when you know it's nearly Christmas.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. No, what is it? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. I'm a celeb. Korg, move out of the way, Ant and Dex. Lils, they're on their way. We're the new Ant and Dex.
Yes. Fucking, yeah, you scooch off, let me come.
Anyway, finish off the blowjob story.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, had this pizza, I felt like an absolute bloated fucker. And then I was like, right, now I've got to do this because I was like, I'm headstrong, I want this coffee machine. Did it. He was like, right, now you've got, I said, no. You can't add
I've
to it.
I've had the pizza and I've sucked your knob.
Yeah, and I thought to myself, I'm not having this. Like, you can't keep adding to the list. You're either now going to get that for me. And I was like, we can even have that as a joint Christmas present. He said, I don't drink coffee. I said, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He dips his biscuits in it.
I was like, you can use it for that. That's a great idea. Anyway, so you can add to it. In the end, I said, I've lost all respect for it now. He said, what do you mean? I said, I don't care whether it turns up or not. I said, I'm over it. I said, take your blowy. Take the fact that I finished two fucking pizzas on my own. I don't care. But my point about that was like, we'll joke even about that. And I was like, coffee machine, yeah, might be quite nice to kind of have that as a shared present.
Yeah, but how funny. Like, rewind 5 years ago, you probably would have given him a daily blowjob anyway because there's no kids involved and you're horny as fuck before you have children. Yeah. And you would have brought each other presents regardless. Now he's having to bribe you with a blowjob.
Yeah. Now he's like, the only way I'm going to be able to get your mouth around any other part but giving me fucking jip.
Yeah.
Is basically...
Mum life.
Yeah. I'll buy you a freaking coffee machine if you shut up and do something different.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Honestly. But yeah, so basically, moral of the story for gifting for your partners is do whatever works for you guys. If you still want to go all out for each other, I love that for you. I'm just not at that point anymore. All I think about is what can I get for Lila? And then if I remember myself in that moment, you should. Like, obviously, it's nice to give yourself like something, but I just feel like if I need to go and do something for myself, I'll do it. Like, my lovely best friend over here is taking me to the Ned.
We're going to the Ned and we're going to the spa and we're going to have some food and we're going to watch some nice singers. And we're going to window shop.
Yes. Well, you can take that as you will. But yeah, so obviously
I booked it when the boys were fucking us off.
Mm.
So we're going.
So it's nice things like that, you know, like even if, you know, I read as well, like if you having a trip with your girlfriends is like, apparently uplifts your spirits by like 200%.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
We will give you feedback on how our... When is it again? I forgot. 5th of December.
5th of December. Yeah, we will, because we'll be back in the studio by then.
Yeah.
So we will let you know. Finally, to go on to, before we go on to our quick fire round, was what does Christmas mean to you now that you're a mum? I know I've kind of made that a question, but it's not. It's more, really...
I feel like we've covered it. It's like...
Yeah.
Christmas is for your children now, isn't it?
Mm. It's making the magic.
And it brings the magic back to life.
Mm-hmm. And listen, whoever's teaching their kids young that Santa's not real, I'm coming for you. Because it is. And we need to keep this alive. That
do not watch this with your children.
Yeah. Santa is real. We love Santa. I remember thinking about it forever, thinking, yeah, there's a big fat man that comes down the... And I remember I used to say to my mum, how does he know my size? When I'd get, like, clothes.
Do you know, if anyone was to walk into the studio right now... There's a pair of trousers inside out on the floor. There's a top and there's shoes.
I did strip off to get into this, to be fair. I did.
Oh, that's missing is a pair of knickers.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think overall, I think Christmas for us as mums basically means slowing it down. Yeah. And create, you are the creators of the magic now.
Yeah.
Whichever way that looks like to you, do whatever makes you happy. And I think for me as well, it's actually the sentimental side now.
Yeah.
Like it's realizing that without being cheesy, but it is that side of it for me where I'm like, it's actually all about what memories can you make with your family? Yeah. What traditions are you making for yourself?
That the girls will then carry on with their own families.
Yeah.
Won't they?
And I would love that. Yeah, like we did that as a family. And I love the fact as well, like if you're blessed to be in a position where you've got friends like we are, where you're so close, it's so nice to make memories with them as well. Because like for us, Nelly and Lila are like non-biological sisters.
Yeah.
They got called twins again the other day.
Yeah, that old lady, she was like, oh, I would have loved to have twins. We were both so confused as well, because we were like, we're two females that are sat here. Surely you put two and two together and go, one belongs to you and one belongs to you.
Yeah. And I literally said, didn't I? I was like, this one's mine, that one's hers.
Yeah.
But people do think they're twins. So we always said that, like, if we weren't ever blessed enough to have another child as well, at least that we know they've got each other.
Exactly.
Which is lovely. Right, do you want my quick fire round?
Yep.
Are you ready? No, I'm joking. Real or fake tree?
Well, this year I'm getting a real tree and usually I have a fake one, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, see, and my mum always gets a real one.
So does mine.
And I do love something about having a real tree and the smell of them. Something around the smell of real trees are just beautiful.
Yeah,
but
I'm
also love my fake one.
Yep.
Yeah. But it has to be snowy.
Yes.
A fake one that's snowy.
Yep.
Christmas dinner, cook or avoid?
I wouldn't want to cook it.
Fair. So you'd want to avoid that.
I want my brother to cook it, yeah.
Okay.
What would you do?
Well, I could say avoid because my mum cooks it, but I actually wouldn't mind cooking it. I just would need to be mentally in the right place to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I knew how many people are coming and then, because I actually, I'm blessed enough to have bought my house with the fact it had two ovens.
Yeah.
And actually my mum being a cook has one oven and she's like, Sophia, you've got two.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even have to worry about the timings. So it's actually quite bad that I've, in nearly 6 years of living in
never
my house.
Hosted.
6 years, by the way, I've been in my house in January.
And you've never hosted?
Never. Tell Declan that I need a freaking dining room table.
Declan
and maybe
won't do
that will work.
That means then people get to stay for dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Right. This is so hard for me. Best Christmas movie. I've got about four.
Holiday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the Polar Express.
Yeah. But you see, for me, if I had to line them all up, mine would be The Holiday, then Home Alone OGs 1 and 2, in line with Elf. And I, and I freaking love Deck the Halls as well.
I've never watched that.
What?
I've never watched that.
Oh my God! What do you mean?
Tell me what happens. Briefly.
Where he's trying to light his house up to make it seen from space. And they're like neighbours. It's
never
Danny DeVito. Lily. Oh,
we're
watching it tonight. Right. Most overrated tradition. I mean, I don't really know a lot of an overrated tradition. What would you say? Maybe
carol singing. Your laugh. It was like a balloon getting let down. carol singing.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You didn't expect me to say that.
No, I didn't. You just, you know, you just sound like from a little... I'm not even going to say.
Tell me.
You sounded like, just for a minute, like a woman that, like, lost her teeth. You know that bit in Mrs. Doubtfire where the freaking teeth go into the thing and she's like, oh, sorry, sorry. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Yeah, all right, we'll go with carousing. I probably would say, I was just trying to think of one. I mean, I'll tell you what I hate. Fucking having to be a mince pie for Santa treat. I fucking hate them.
I like them with the icing on. I actually do quite like mince pie. I'll eat Nyla's. Just bring it to me. Them.
That's one thing we've actually don't agree on. Mince and pies. We like the same food through and through.
I do like mince pie.
The only mince pies I can deal with are the tiny mini ones.
What, that you
the
can just
big
quickly...
fuckers that are filled? No.
I love that bit. It reminds me of my nan.
No.
Excuse me.
Sorry. That was such bad timing.
It reminds me of my nan. Well, no. Mince pies with the icing on, with a bit of custard.
No, listen, I would rather be changing that tradition to putting a cinnamon bun there. That's a bit of me.
Oh, yeah, maybe we could do that.
Yeah. Worst gift you've ever received? You don't know?
No.
Scott coming home.
Scott.
I'm joking. He's gonna hate me for that.
Oh, I
love you, Scotty. Neither do I. I'll tell you one actually. You're gonna freaking hate me for this. He's convinced, like absolutely convinced, a couple of years ago that I said I wanted these like boots, like from Pretty Little Thing, that looked partially like a snow boot, partially like a Timberland.
Fine.
I'm telling you, I never ever showed him these boots.
Did you assure you?
Oh. And I went, oh, these are nice. And he went, you literally said you wanted them. I said, no, I didn't. He was so convinced. And
did
I was
you send
like,
them back?
Love you. Well, I think I've chucked them away. I'm not sure. Love
you. She put them on Vinted.
Yeah. But I was like, and I don't, listen, I'm not ungrateful at all, but I was very like.
Never mentioned them.
I definitely didn't ask for them. I definitely wouldn't wear them. But I love you.
Oh, I can't even think. I can. I'll tell you one off air.
Go on.
No.
No, you have to tell. Oh, you mean you're just thinking of one?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, Lee doesn't know for that one. Right, festive favourites. Favourite Christmas smell?
Cinnamon.
Yeah, 100% has to be cinnamon.
Like them sticks that you said earlier.
Or like just the smell of a Christmas tree.
Or a roast dinner being cooked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not sure about this one. My nose is dribbling now.
It is, mine is too.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Favourite quality treat? I hate quality.
It has to be the strawberry one.
Yeah, strawberry cream. Strawberry cream.
Do they even do the orange ones anymore?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Best Christmas movie you secretly hate? I know someone that hates Elf. I can't remember who it is, though. But someone told me they hate Elf.
I don't secretly hate any. But going back to the food one, Pringles am I like...
Oh.
I'd rather have a pack of Pringles.
So would I.
Secretly helps... I don't know.
No, neither do I. Oh, my God, we forgot Grinch on our favourite list, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe Grinch. I don't really like the cartoon Grinch because I just think it kills
don't.
It.
I think they've ruined it by doing that.
We don't like these like very, very modernised versions of these old school films. That's what I hate. Do you open presents one at a time or all at once?
What does that mean?
Well, no, but you know, like, so like when we're
or at... Or do a bit and then come back
yeah,
and do a bit.
Yeah. But like at Dex Parents, everyone sits with their own pile and we literally have to go around, you open one, now you
oh,
open
no,
one, now we
open one,
now we open
own.
One, now yeah. we open one. And everyone watches what you've got. What's the one food you must have on Christmas Day? I have to have red cabbage.
You say that all the time.
Oh my God, my mum's red cabbage.
Well, this is a bit like, because we go out for food now, apparently it's not tradition to have Yorkshire puddings.
It's not.
Yeah, so
that's
that
supposed to be with lamb.
Me. I love Yorkshire pudding.
Mm, that is supposed to be with a lamb roast dinner.
Have to have a Yorkshire.
Okay. Turkey or something else?
Turkey's a bit dry.
I like chicken.
Yeah.
I'd prefer chicken. I'm not big into red meat, though. Like, I don't like a lamb or anything. So, yeah, definitely.
Some people have, like, a beef Wellington, don't they?
Oh, my mum's done that. Salmon Wellington, my mum does. Because my mum's vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, for her, she does salmon Wellington and then, like, a chicken. Oh, my God. So good.
Unreal.
Do you actually like mulled wine?
No.
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't even choose it.
No.
I like the smell of it. I do like the smell of it, but I don't like...
I tell you what I do like, though, like and I'm syrup. We're not a drinker. We're not drinkers
Bailey's
at all.
Bailey's hot chocolate.
Yes.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes. I actually do really like that. Or like maybe like a bit of Disaronno. It's something about that nutty, like flavoury taste. Christmas pudding or chocolate Yule log?
Chocolate Yule log.
Chocolate Yule log all day long.
Yeah,
Christmas pudding, vile.
Disgusting.
Would you have Buck's Fizz in the morning?
No, but Scott's mum does do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been into that.
No.
No, I've never been into Buck's Fizz, not in the morning either.
No.
More excited, you or the child? I think me.
Mm. At the minute.
Yeah, 100% us at the minute.
At this stage.
Yeah. Yep. Elf on the Shelf, doing it or boycotting it?
Boycotting it.
Boycotting it, 100%. Most pointless toy you've ever bought? I know which one I could tell you. I bought one of those. I literally, it's going to annoy me now because I cannot remember what make it is and I will find out. But they're like the characters that they all like link and it's meant to like be teachable. I got like the dolphin that you like spin the wheel. Rubbish. Well, yeah. I didn't think anything of that.
I can't remember.
Is wrapping presents therapeutic or torture for you?
I like doing it.
So do I.
If you give me the time, I like to do it.
I enjoy it. It's quite exciting, isn't
it? Yeah.
Start shopping in October or last minute in Tesco's?
I do buy as I go along.
So do I.
Stuff, so have you.
Yeah. I would rather do Christmas shopping.
I don't like that mad rush of people.
No.
I get stressed out if there's too many people. I went into Cambridge the other day in the middle of the week and it was so nice. I could actually breathe in.
Yeah, 100%. And I would say I used to think, oh no, just like wait till November, December to buy. But now I understand why people get their Christmas shopping done so early because it's so much easier.
Yeah.
And then you're not putting your pressure on yourself to be like, I've got one more paycheck before Christmas and now I've got to go, you know, go get everything. It feels like less when you have to buy over a few months.
Sometimes dangerous because then you end up buying more.
Yeah, you do, which takes me to my next one, overbuy or underbuy. I probably overbuy, I would probably say.
The good thing with me is, and similar to Lila, is Nelly's birthday is in January, so if I do overbuy for Christmas, which I did last year, I then just go, all right, well, half of them she can have for her birthday
because she's right at the beginning of January basically.
Yeah.
And Lila's March, which is actually not that far away from it.
No, it's like 8 weeks.
So it's yeah, exactly. Gift bags, have you seen this? Gift bags or wrapping paper? My nan uses them. They are like wrapping paper.
I've
They're like the drawstring bags. So easy. But the only thing is, I feel like
paper.
It pulls the... Yeah, I do too.
Depending on the shape of the present. Some, you know them some presents where you're like, I cannot wrap this in
this
any
is a good
sort
one
of
in
neat
that.
Way.
So 100%. Online shopping or in-store?
Online. I hate shopping.
So do I. I hate
it. I'm not that female that would go and spend 5 hours in shopping. I hate it.
I actually can't. I hate it as well.
In, out, done.
Yeah. Yeah. Decor and vibes. Aesthetic tree or kids decorated chaos tree?
Aesthetic tree.
Yeah.
That's, or if you want to do the chaos, although Lila's one is actually quite aesthetic.
It's all right, to be fair. I just bought all decorations that are plastic or soft and non-breakable.
Yeah.
And then I just let her do it. I mean, I have rearranged it for today's podcast, but... Yeah. I just let her do that herself because I've got my tree.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I just think, yeah, you can have your fun one.
The tree is a big thing for me. My mum does her tree so lovely.
Yeah, 100%. And I feel like I've got mine on lock now.
Mm.
It's like one of those.
Yeah, you do.
It's like a, I used to be rubbish at it. Now I feel I've got to the point where, do you know, like if you went into Harrods, like a department store.
Yes, that's yours is good.
And it's like over, like I used
But it's
to,
not tacky. It's really classy. I like it.
Do you like, do you think?
Whereas Scott's mum hangs chocolates off her tree. That's her tradition.
Mm.
Nelly would literally eat the whole lot. Good luck, Penny, because she'll have none left when Nelly gets in there.
I couldn't do that. I'd eat them.
I'd eat them all.
Tinsel, yes or absolutely not?
Fuck no.
No. White lights or multicoloured? White lights through and through. I cannot do the multicoloured. I'm sorry for anyone that likes the multicoloured, but I cannot do it.
No.
Coordinated baubles or sentimental mismatch ones?
Well, I feel like my mum's tree is really classy. It is. And she does have coordinated ones, but she also has a couple of sentimental ones. Yeah. So like Baby's First Christmas, we've all got a Disney Land Paris one with our names on it. There's like a couple of baubles that are for like family members that have died, but they're classy.
Wrapping presents with a partner, bonding or argument. I mean, I feel like I don't...
Scott can't rap. He just gives it to me. So we don't really do that.
Yeah, so you don't really argue. Deck just watches me do it. Yeah. So yeah, it doesn't really turn into anything.
No.
Do you peek at your presents even now? Well, if you're talking... That
we don't
really...
get any. Yeah. Do you know... Oh my God, this is so bad. One of my old school friends, we used to know where our mum used to put the presents. She used to unwrap them. Every single one. And she'd rewrap it.
Stop. Oh my God. Oh, that kills it though. Yeah. This is funny actually. Are Christmas Eve boxes cute or unnecessary extra work?
Cute.
I think they're cute. It's what I had. So I think they're really cute.
I think it's very English.
It is. Yeah.
Tradition.
Yeah, for sure. Best hangover cure for Boxing Day. I can't say I've never hungover on Christmas. I tell you what makes me feel hungover is the amount of food you eat.
Yeah.
Then I feel like I'm in a food coma and I'm ready to have a sleep at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I've never been hungover, so I can't say it. And no. I definitely can't be this year because I'm getting up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Last few. So one tradition you will never do. Mine is eating a mince pie for Santa.
Yeah.
Mine will be a cinnamon bun. I'm telling you.
Don't know.
So that's an interesting one, isn't it?
One of our family tradition, we always go on a family walk.
Yeah, so do we. Boxing Day walk,
after
they call it.
Like on Christmas Day, we go after we've had food.
Yeah, that's nice. What, and you'll continue that or no?
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
it's just
so
like...
I. It's so nice, the crisp air.
Yeah.
Nice to walk it off.
Yeah.
My mum is all about that. One Christmas tradition you hope your child remembers. I mean, I actually hope the girls remember they have Boxing Day together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I hope they remember the whole
thing. All of it. And then, absolutely. Your favourite childhood Christmas memory? I loved, one, believing in Santa and just thinking that this big fat man comes into your house and delivers these presents and you have a lovely morning with your family. And then you eat and then you chill and watch Christmas movies. I just think for me, it was like all of it. I just loved it. So yeah, I can't really pinpoint one, but I would say definitely Santa being real.
Yeah.
I think the magic stays.
Oh my God, 100%.
Yeah. The moment Christmas actually feels real for you. Now,
yeah.
I never used to feel that real in November. Now I feel like Christmas just starts 2 months early. Yeah. So I would say definitely now.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen. Mumversations Christmas podcast episode has been freaking brilliant.
We love Christmas.
We've loved every minute. And we can't wait to bring you more going into the new year as well. We've got a couple more guests lined up.
Exciting.
The main thing for us is, as we said before, we've had so many of you watching our podcast.
Especially the last one.
Yes. That we are now also, by high demand, we are now streaming on Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah.
So if you can't always sit down and find the time to watch us on YouTube, you can also listen and stream on those platforms as well. So please remember to follow us on there, subscribe, like, and we also always want to hear your feedback.
Yes.
Don't we?
Yeah.
So please comment. Please let us know what you want to hear more of.
Yeah.
We can't wait to bring episode 9 to your screens. Over and out.
See you later.
Bye.